Government health regulators have announced the suspension of Alibaba's controversial monitoring system that was used by the China Food and Drug Administration to snuff out counterfeit pharmaceuticals. Brick-and-mortar pharmaceutical sellers have opposed the measure ever since CFDA introduced it in 2014, not only due to the costs of adopting the barcode system, but also because, according to them, it allows Alibaba to profit unfairly. The system relies on barcodes to authenticate medicines sold at drugstores and is operated by Alibaba Health Information, a subsidiary of Alibaba. Although Alibaba says it has not made any profits directly from the system, sources have said it allowed the company to develop a drug distribution data service platform called Shulaibao. On the platform, independent software vendors can offer data services. 40 health companies have already bought data products on the platform from independent software vendors. So how does Alibaba make money? For now, Alibaba denies it made any profits, but pharmaceutical stores and wholesalers have complained about the cost of the software and equipment needed for the barcode scheme, which themselves are made by subcontractors of Alibaba. But also, they complain that they have to pay fees directly to Alibaba to take part in the scheme. Other critics have said operating such a platform and the barcode system would give Alibaba access to invaluable data on nationwide drug sales and gain an unfair advantage over the industry. Retail companies also fear that Alibaba may obtain confidential information related to their production activity, sales, and customers. Some say such data has already made its way into the black market. On the other hand, supporters of the measure, like the officials of CFDA, have argued that drug sellers are merely opposed against the idea because of higher costs. Whatever the argument, the situation has now turned in favor of the pharmaceutical stores and wholesalers, but it still remains to be seen as to what measures the CFDA will take next to prevent illicit drugs from making their way into China's pharmaceuticals.